Jesus, you're faithful. Glory, glory, hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, our tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to. Tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to save. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Take the gloom, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, fill the life with glory. Jesus. Jesus, come. Jesus, come. Hallelujah. Fill with your glory, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, whose love is stronger. us to keep me day by day. It's just like Jesus all along the way. It's just like His great love. Sometimes the clouds of trouble be dim the sky above. I cannot see my Savior's face. I just like Jesus all along the way. It's just like His great love. When sorrow's clouds o'ertake me and break upon my head, when life seems worse than useless and earthly hopes are dead, I take my grief to Jesus then, nor do I go in vain, for heavenly hope He gives and cheers like sunshine after rain. It's just like Jesus to roll the clouds away. It's just like Jesus to keep me day by day. It's just like Jesus all along the way. It's just like His great love. Oh, I could sing forever of Jesus' love. Second stanza. I love the name of him whose heart knows all my griefs and bears a part, who bids all anxious fears depart. I love the Oh, we love you, Jesus.
I want to say two words, and they are, make me. When I was a little girl, well, I'm running away. I'll come back to the 119th Psalm, I hope. Because that's where it is. That's where those two words are in the 119th Psalm. And just in my old age now, in my 91st year, I saw them for the first time. They were like in letters this high on the page. Make me. When I was a little girl, I was the only girl that liked to play softball. And all the boys in the neighborhood would take on my brother and me. My brother, my older brother, was a year and a half older than I was. So I think this started when I was about 8 or 9 years old. And we'd get out there and we'd play what we called scrub. You had to work your way up. You had two teams. And one started in the field, one started at bat. Well, when my brother and I, we were one team, and the other three or four boys in the neighborhood were the other team. And I don't want to talk about baseball now, but I developed sort of a tomboy spirit. I wasn't a tomboy in my innards, but I loved to play baseball. And when my brother and I got up there, we would hit, you know, home runs, hopefully, every time. And then we'd go all the way around, and we kept up. We would sometimes be up to bat for 20, 30 minutes. The other kids, you're no fun, you two dilgers. You're no fun. Because they never got a chance to bat. And so some of them, sometimes when I was little and about 8 and 9 years old, we had an expression, and we used to say, oh yeah, make me. Oh yeah, make me. You can't make me do that. If I don't want to do it, make me. And 2 weeks ago, Mr. Peter was down in Texas. He didn't come for worship for that whole week. And so we started the 119th Psalm. And after we read 32 verses, which was 4 sections, I said to my husband, do you want to stop? Why should we stop? And of course, he has nothing to do all day, so he didn't have any qualms about spending hours. So I said, okay, let's keep on reading. So we read it all the way through. Years ago, I think it was Pastor John Wannenmacher from Milwaukee who said, children who love the Lord should read the 119th Psalm every day. I never did it. I never read the whole Psalm at one sitting. 176 verses, I think. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, but Mr. Peter wasn't there, and my husband said, why, sure, let's finish it. So we read, and the next day, I remembered what Brother John Wannenmacher said. He said, you will find Jesus if you read that 119th Psalm every day. So I said to Charles, he didn't remember we'd read it through yesterday. So he doesn't remember anything anymore, sorry to say. So I said, well, let's read the 119th Psalm. Just like it was a brand new thing, you know. And it was to him. And we read it again. And that's when I saw those words. And I'm just going to read them and then I'm going to hush. That's a promise now that I want to keep for once in my life. My son that's coming tomorrow says, don't get my mother started, she'll never stop. Bad reputation. Here we go. Here we go, 119th Psalm. And here I'm going to, you can say, make me. You know, Pastor Ernie can get up here and tell us the virtue, the life, the strength, the encouragement we get if we praise the Lord with all our heart. I don't have much voice anymore. That's when Brother Paul says, get up there. Anyway, here it is. Here it is. Make me, where are you? Make me. There are, and I have been on a run this whole year at home on the verbs. In the apostle, we've been reading Romans too, as well as the Psalms, and all those verbs. Have you ever noticed that? Every verse. Who? The very first verse. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies. Sure, you can rattle them off. If you've got a good memory, rattle them off 90 miles an hour. But keep them. That doesn't mean don't lose them. Like we use that. Now be sure you keep those keys. Don't lose them. Well, that isn't the way. It means imbibe that truth. Keep it. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. I like the adjectives as well as the verbs. But here we are now. Where are we? And Brother Ernie was saying yesterday many times that something about, I noticed he said, teach me. And that's in the verse above my make me verse. 26 says, teach me your statutes. And then 27 starts right out, make me. Make me what? Make me understand the way of your precepts, so I shall meditate on your wonderful works. I read it. You read it. Okay. Now let's read it again. Make me understand the way of your precepts. Why? So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. You can do that all day long. And you can do it at night before you go to bed. Just recount the precious promises and ask Jesus, don't tell him, don't make him, but tell him that you want to remember his commandments, to do them, to do them. Okay, let's see where it is again. Here, 35. I was amazed when I found my old childhood threat. Make me, you know. You, Gladys, I bet you said that when you were growing up. Hey, make me. It was just almost defiant to some people. That was, you have to be at least 70 years old to have ever heard that speech. 70, 80, or 90. Make me. But here it is again in the 35th. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. You know why it says that? That sounds kind of funny. Make me, and then I delight in it. But listen, this is what it's saying. Make me walk in all of your commandments, the way of your commandments. And you know what happens? We find out, like we've been singing this morning, Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. I'm not every day the same. Are you? Sometimes, if I don't sleep, I'm so tired, I drag myself around and I say, I wish I didn't have to get up this morning, but I have a chore. And so I get up. And another day I'll get up and I'll say, I had a great sleep. I feel so rested today. And I'm so happy I've got this day to live for Jesus. But we don't want to go by feelings. We walk by faith. Our life is a faith walk. And the more we know Jesus and the more we can obey and the more that the Holy Spirit makes me love his word, makes me delight to do thy will, O God. That's what Jesus taught us. I delight to do thy will, O God. I delight to do thy will. Oh, you say sometimes it's an awful narrow way. But you know what? It's not lonely. It's not lonely. I actually live alone because my husband's mind is totally gone, totally gone. So I actually live alone. And I haven't had such a wonderful time as I've had this week. And I'm going to have one more week. Think of it. Isn't God good to this old lady? Yes. Amen. He provided for me to come here. He did. And all of you are contributing to the joy of the Lord that's in my heart. Every one of you. Every one of you. I love boys. You know why? I had four boys. I didn't... Hey, he's rolling his eyes at me. Hey, don't roll your eyes. I don't mean that in a bad way. I asked the Lord, I said when I got married, I want four girls. And God gave me four boys. And he knew this old tough lady. Make me lady. The make me lady needed some boys. And my friend here on the campground, where are you, Oksana? There you are. Yes, she's got boys. And you know, God knows what we need. He knows us. And he knows what we can take. And my precious, my worst boy, I had four boys, but I had a worst boy. I don't know if any other mothers, I never said that when they were little, but I say it now. My worst boy is coming to camp tomorrow. And my worst boy will be my personal taxi cab. You've all seen me pushing my little red stroller. Now, when he's here, Mom, get on that. And he runs from all the way down to the dining room. And then when I'm through eating, he, Mom, get in there. My worst boy, the one that I had to pray and pray and pray and pray for, had a complete reversal, and I don't need to tell the story again because I said I was going to hush. Hush I must. But make me, please remember, in the 119th Psalm, two places we ask the Lord in faith, make me walk in the ways of your commandments. You know, we all like what we like, and we like different things. And if I were even 70 again, I would have been in that lake even though it's been cold. I love to swim. I was on the swim team. I was in life saving. Just think I could be a lifeguard here too.
You'll do great.
But what I'm trying to say is, folks, his power, there's a song we sing, his power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love. That's why I say I love boys. I do love boys, and I love girls too. I love every one of these girls, every one of them. I always say, what's your name? I like to know your name. And then sometimes I forget, and then I ask them again. But I don't forget as much as my husband does. He forgets every minute. But anyway, Jesus, we sang this morning, oh, how sweet your name. Jesus, every day the same. I'm not every day the same, but I want to be. I want to wake up every day delighted that for this I have Jesus. Whatever the this is that comes today, remember that. For this I have Jesus. I think that was my theme last year. Oh, hush now. God bless you, and I pray that you will sometimes surprise yourself and read the whole 119th Psalm and let it sink into your heart. Let it sink into your soul. Teach me. You read that over and over again. Teach me. But this time was the first time I saw, make me. And God is making me delight in his commands, and I thank him for it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, I delight in his commands. love to be led by His dear hand. His divine will is sweet to me, hallowed by blood-stained Calvary. Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest friend to me, for I remember Calvary. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. I read the 119th Psalm through once, the whole thing, in one sitting. I did it. I think I did it more than once. But I remember doing it when Sister Hofflander was mentioning that. I don't know how old I could have been. 14, 15? So that was 27 years ago? I don't know. I'm not good at math, so forget that. But a lot of years ago, I went to Brother Eddie Waldfogel's house. I used to do that a lot, and he used to come to my house. I used to go to his house. We liked to ride our bikes, and so we'd pedal all around the neighborhood and visit various places. We knew that if we went to the Faith Home, we'd get ice cream. We knew that if we went to Sister Emma Posta's house, we'd get ice cream. We knew if we went to somewhere else, we'd get ice cream again, and so we'd go to those places and had a lot of ice cream. And then one night, I you want to sleep over? Sure. So in that room, there were bunk beds. I was on the top bunk. He was on the bottom bunk. And it was time to go to sleep. And, well, let's read our Bibles before we go to sleep. You know, even as kids, we did that. Imagine that. Well, that was our habit, I guess, that we had gotten into. And so we said, well, what do you want to read? I don't know. What do you want to read? I don't know. Pick something. Well, whatever you say is good for me. And I don't know which one of us picked it, but whichever the wise guy was that did, they said, well, let's read Psalm 119. You really want it? How about 117? No, 119. So we read back and forth. I was on the top, I'd read a verse. He was on the bottom, he'd read a verse. And we read through that psalm, and I don't know that the make-me's actually struck me. That psalm is an awful lot about the Bible, about the precepts and commands and teachings of Jesus or God. And then we want to take those, all those commands and statutes and laws and ordinances, and we want to say, Lord, now here's what your word is. Now make me to do what you want me to do. Make me to be what you want me to be. Make me to do your will. And I delight, I want to do that. And that's, I guess, what David was saying in that psalm. Here's your word, here's your law, here are your precepts. Now, Lord, teach me your ways and make me to do your will and help me. You know, it's one thing to decide to do something. It's another thing to actually do it. We can all leave a meeting, and maybe sometimes we do, with resolve, with desire. We've decided now this is what we're going to do until tomorrow. And then all of a sudden we never put into practice what it is we've decided to do. But the Lord wants us to actually follow through and do it, do it. What he says we will not just hear, not just say, Lord, okay, but what he says we will do. And that's what Jesus says to the disciples at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. It's not those who say, but those who do. They're wise men and women. They build their house on a rock. And so as Sister Hofflander has encouraged us this morning, we want to do what he says. We want to take the word of God and we want to apply it to our lives, and we want to act upon it, and we want to be obedient to it. And when you do that, why, that's where the glory that he sheds on your way becomes evident. While we do his good will, he abides with us still. And so he's not looking for hearers of the word, he's looking for doers of the word. And may the Lord help us. And so I guess if you have to be over 70 to remember make me, I don't think you do. I think I'm not over 70.
Did you say that?
And I think, yeah, make me.
Just make me.
Yeah, make me, if you think you can. You can't make me. And I think it's in all of us, whether we say it or not. You make me. You know, there are some people that
Just because you say to do it, they won't.
They won't do it.
Make me do it. They're obstinate, right?
That's right.
That's right. They're stubborn. That's right. They're not going to do it. You tell me to praise the Lord, I'm not praising the Lord. Just because you told me to praise the Lord, I'm not praising the Lord. You tell me to pray, I'm not praying because you told me to pray. I'm not doing what you tell me to do. Well, it's not what I tell or anybody else says to do. It's, Lord, what do you want me to do? Make me to do your will. And before he can make us to do his will, he has to break us.
That's right.
So that we then do his will. And may God help us. Well, there's a song in the Pilgrim Camp booklet, and it's number 58, and it's entitled, Make Me More Like Thee, Savior. Make me more like Thee. And that's our prayer and desire. And as we sing it, we can ask the Lord, Lord, make me more like yourself. Number 58. Maybe you'd like to stand as we sing it.
Do that, Lord. Make me more like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Make me more like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Make me more like thee, dear Savior. Make us, O Lord, more like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make us, O Lord, like unto yourself, dear Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Make me more.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Make me like unto yourself, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Do that, Lord. Change us. Make us, O God.
Whoa.
Dear Jesus, Lord, break our stubborn will and
yes.
our ways that we have gotten into a rut, and it's just us, and that's just the way we are. It'll take that out of us, Lord. Dear Lord, renew Amen. Us inwardly. Change our thoughts, our minds. Dear Lord, we pray, and make us what you want us to be. Change us, Lord, we pray. Dear Lord, it's not in us to change sometimes, but we pray that you'll make us willing.
Yes.
Break our yes. stubborn will.
Yes.
May we at last yield to thee, dear Lord. Break us. Take us. Take us as we are. Lord, take us and make us what you want us to be. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for speaking to our hearts and encouraging us along this line this morning again. And we pray, Lord, that you'll effect those changes within every one of us that you desire.
Amen.
Lord, you know what that is in all of us. You know perhaps our ways, not sinful ways, but our ways, our natural ways. And Lord, we want to yield our all to you. And we want you to have your way with us to the fullest extent. Lord, we want to give it all over to you. And Savior, we pray, make us more like you. We thank you for it, Lord. Give us the enablement we need today, Lord. You'll give us opportunities where it's our way or your way. We pray, Lord, that we might choose your way that leads to life, your way that leads to abundant life and fullness of joy. May we choose your paths over our own ways. Lord Jesus, not our will, but your will be done. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.